Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Robert Jensen. He's an author and a professor of journalism at the University of Texas at Austin. Hi, Bob. Baltimore's police department continues to come under fire in the wake of Freddie Gray's death. This time, it's because the department has decided to not release the internal report of Gray's death to the public. Police Captain Eric Kowalczyk justified the secrecy, saying, quote, "The evidence is saved for any kind of prosecution that may or may not happen." Six officers have been suspended with pay in relation to Freddie Gray's arrest and subsequent death. However, police seem to be leaking selective information to the press. The Washington Post was given access to the testimony of an anonymous prisoner who was in the same police van as Gray but separated by a metal wall, and concluded that Gray was, quote, banging against the walls and was, quote, intentionally trying to injure himself. Meanwhile, solidarity demonstrations sprung up around the country last night, with the largest gatherings taking place in Washington, D.C., Boston, and Minneapolis. In New York, a protest resulted in 60 arrests. Well, Bob, do you believe anything that the police say about pursuing justice and investigating claims of brutality anymore?
The Baltimore police are doing everything wrong. Everyone understands that police and prosecutors have a lot of discretion to release information, the results of ongoing investigations, and they tend to do it when it's in their favor. They tend to stymie it when it goes against the interests of the police. I think that if the Baltimore police don't open up more information and conduct a more transparent investigation, this is going to lead to more, not less, violence in the streets.
Pope Francis continues to take strong stands that land him in the news. This week, he called upon the Vatican to release documents related to its role in Argentina's dictatorship. The Pope, who was born in Buenos Aires, has been questioned about his own role in the so-called Dirty War of the 1970s, during which tens of thousands of Argentines were disappeared. His decision to open the Vatican's archives from the era was the result of pressure from families who are still seeking answers to what happened to their loved ones. Pope Francis also spoke out about the inequality of women's pay during his Wednesday general audience. He said, "Why is it a given that women must earn less than men? No, they have the same rights. The disparity is pure scandal." Well, Bob, does Pope Francis continue to surprise you?
Surprise me, and I think surprise everyone. It was obvious he was going to be a more progressive pope than his predecessor, Benedict, but I think he's gone way beyond the expectations. Now, a lot of people have been angry because he hasn't moved more quickly on certain core issues like the ordination of women. But remember, this is a 2,000-year-old organization that doesn't turn on a dime. I think this call to wage equality might be signaling that the long game for the Pope is, in fact, on the status of women in the church, as well as these other questions. Most notably, also this week, we heard about plans for a papal encyclical on climate change in the summer that's going to be, I think, extremely important in that movement.
And finally, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont has officially declared his run for the presidency of the United States. Sanders, one of only two independent senators, has long flirted with the idea of a candidacy. He's come forward to vie for the Democratic Party nomination within weeks of Hillary Clinton declaring her intentions for the White House. Sanders said, quote, "I am running in this election to win." He added, "We've got a long path forward," referring to the fundraising challenge he will surely face. Already, media pundits are speculating that Sanders' candidacy will be, quote, useful for the Democrats as he presents a foil for Clinton. Clinton gave a speech yesterday with a broad outline of a proposal to end the era of mass incarceration, which escalated via the policies of former President Bill Clinton, although, of course, she made no mention of her husband. Well, Bob, what do you make of Sanders' candidacy and whether he's going to be some kind of foil for Clinton?
Well, I heard Bernie Sanders speak on a stop in Austin a couple of weeks ago, and I think he's well-intentioned and sincere. Obviously, he doesn't expect to win. But I think Sanders has already squandered some of the opportunities by not making a more forceful critique. If you listen to Bernie Sanders these days, he sounds like a pretty standard New Deal liberal Democrat. He's talking a lot about the middle class, less about the institutionalized disparities in wealth that go way, way further than that. I would hope that Bernie Sanders would actually speak in some ways as he claims to be a socialist, to speak from a much more critical perspective. Obviously, it's not a campaign to win. It's a campaign to change the dialogue. And I'd like to see him even more harsh in his denunciation of some of these fundamental structures of power.
And any thoughts on Clinton's speech on mass incarceration?
Hillary Clinton, the term baggage defines so much of the problems of Hillary Clinton. the baggage of her own history as Secretary of State, for instance, but also, as you point out, the baggage of her association with her husband's administration, which was, you know, the ultimate kind of neoliberal sellout Democratic Party administration. It's going to not be an easy road for Hillary Clinton, even though she's the presumed front runner, as we always hear.
Bob Jensen, thanks as always for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sonali.
Robert Jensen is an author and a professor of journalism at the University of Texas at Austin, sitting in for Chenjerai Kumanyika. This is Uprising, and it was exactly a year ago today that we completed our successful Indiegogo campaign to fundraise for the TV production of Uprising. We're very, very grateful to everybody who had donated that time a year ago, and we are on TV now. Hopefully we'll continue. We'll be right back with the rest of the show.